got a job in the valley, but today I didn't go. I need a day off, but the boss says hell no.
Hell no. Jay Schreck, Lost Highway. Yeah, that kind of sums up my life right there. How about you guys? You know what? Talking about COVID. Now, there's a radio station in Phoenix, Arizona, and that's all they talk about all day long is COVID. All day long. I don't care what time of the day you're listening to this radio station. They are talking about COVID. COVID this, COVID that. And there's so much stuff out there. And, you know, a lot of these places, you know, I'm going to throw out the Mayo Clinic because they have this listing of things that are myths. And you know, and those guys are supposed to be the smartest guys, right? If you have any problems, and those are the guys that you definitely want to go see, is the Mayo Clinic. But you know what? There's some things on here on this listing of things that I just are not buying into. Now, what about you guys out there? You buying into everything? You know, the first thing is, I don't think fear should run our lives regardless of what that is, right? I don't believe that fear should tell me what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it and dictate and mandate down. I mean, that's why I have a higher power, right? You have a God in your life, so you don't have to worry about, you know, the small things. Let's put the small things. Now, if somebody died from COVID, would that be a small thing? Absolutely not. But I don't think that the goal should be that we run and hide. I don't think there's a rock big enough to at least hide 5 million people in Phoenix, Arizona. What do you think? I don't think so. And one thing they keep saying in here is that, you know, just because they rushed this out doesn't mean that they didn't do the amount of work they should have done to make sure that it is safe for all of us, right? It should be safe regardless. I mean, the last thing we want to do is inject something into our bodies that we didn't have before, and all of a sudden then we have an issue that we didn't have before. And you know, there is one thing as you look to this listing, that there is a 1% mortality rate, which is what they're saying in here. And and that's a lot less, 10 times less than what they say the flu is. But, you know, still you're looking at something that's, what, 99.999, in reality. And so should we rush to get this treatment, this COVID-19 treatment? And, you know, everybody's got to make their own decision on this. And whatever you do is your business, and whatever you do is your right, and you should. The only thing we ever say is get as educated as we possibly can. You know, supplements, they're saying that supplements don't do any good, basically. Building your immune system, if somebody tells me that building your immune system is not going to help you combat viruses of any kind, I'm going to have to call the bullshit card on that one. I don't believe that. So then why are we selling any type of vitamins? Throw them in the trash. You don't need them. Your immune system doesn't matter. And that's, everyone knows that that is basically bullshit. I don't know what the sell is. I don't know what the sell is. You know, I always say, you know, follow the money, follow the lies, and guess what? You're going to find something at the end of that that's not going to be right. What if we just did something crazy, like a little creepy music for this one? Why don't we just find out where did it come from first? Not that we don't have to do these other things, right? Not that we don't have to go find and figure out a way to... There we go. Because you got to get a little deep when you think about this. Why don't we find out who did this? You know, we are being attacked. We are being attacked by a silent war and we don't even know who we're at war with, really. Why don't we want to know that? Why don't we want to know who we are at war with? What? Doesn't that make sense to me or you or anyone, I hope? Or do you just think that, see, a lot of people want to believe that this is some type of like a bird flu that just happened, but it did not. This was manufactured in a laboratory. How could it got loose? So let's say there's no conspiracy theory in this at all. Let's just say that someone that had a virus that could completely ruin the world, it just got out. They just let it out. And these people are building this. So let's say that that is true. So let's say that. Let's throw our hat in the ring and say, let's say that is true. We have someone out there that is manufacturing viruses that can't control them. Don't you think that that might be pretty important at this point? Don't you think it would be kind of nice to know that, you know what? What country are we at war with? Because that is an act of war. You know, when a bomb goes off and you're in war and people die, and that's part of the casualties of war, the end result is people die. Well, are people dying on this virus, regardless of what you might believe about the mask and what you might believe and your personal ins and outs of what you might aspire to mask, okay? But the reality of it is, don't you need to know where it come from? Because what if that's not the only virus that they might be working on? That's almost scarier than the virus. Now, they're also saying that they had plenty of time to be able to tell if there's any, you know, long-term problems with any of these three vaccines that are out on the market. I'm going to have to call the excellent bullshit card again. How can you have long-term when you haven't had it long-term? Just like Monsanto, right? What, you know, have you seen the ads that continue to run about pesticides and cancer-causing stuff and all that stuff that was long-term? And so you're going to tell me, you are going to tell me that you know for a fact. So if we happen to have long-term, so can we go to this clinic and say, hey, you know what? You posted in here that there's no long-term effects. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't real. I'm not saying that we don't have to be careful. I'm not saying that if you have health issues, you might be up in age. You better be worried. And maybe you may, but I can't tell you the vaccine's the answer. That's not my job to do that. But as a citizen of the United States of America, I think it is my government's right to be able to find out where this come from. Why won't they find out where it come from? What are they hiding? This isn't a conspiracy theory. Don't you think it's important that the people that let this out of whatever lab it came out of, don't you think they've got more? And don't you think that if they happened once, couldn't it happen again? And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is trying to remove misleading products from store shelves and online marketplaces. In the meantime, remember that testimonies aren't a substitute for scientific evidence. That's exactly right. So on one side, it tells you that there's no long-term effects, but on the other side, it says this directly. Few diseases can be treated quickly, so beware of quick fixes. A miracle cure that claims to contain a secret ingredient is likely a hoax. So you're telling, I'm reading that as that this shot is a hoax. That's what they're saying to me, because they don't know it's long term. Now, if I had health issues, I'd have to look at it. But I don't believe that we care enough to go find out who created the virus. Why is that such a problem? That is what we need to find out. So what do you think it, where do you think it came from? Where do you think it came from? Where do you think that it came from? You know, if we always did what we were supposed to do as far as cleaning our hands and being more sanitary, we probably would be able to eliminate a lot of different stuff. So I'm not going to say that everything that come out of this is bad. It's not. But we don't even know if children going to school is a liability or not. We don't know that, even though we know that the children supposedly aren't in the risk category. But here we are. Most schools aren't online. Most schools are back from being online. That is absolutely crazy. You know, I don't disbelieve that it is a hell of a bad situation. But, and there are some crazy stuff that people believe, but there's crazy people everywhere, right? I mean, but how could this have been politicized in reality? Isn't that really where we got in a whole world of hurt? Was when we thought that it was one side or the other that was pushing and pulling, and this wasn't that important, or it was important. But I just really think that these people are really sticking their neck out. And they're talking about get the facts. They don't have the facts. I mean, yeah, they can tell you this. They can say that alcohol and chlorine spray won't kill viruses that have entered your body. These substances can also harm your eyes, mouth, and clothes. Drinking alcohol doesn't protect you from a COVID-19 virus. That's a good one. Garlic. There's no evidence that eating garlic protects against infection, but it will keep vampires away from you. Ultraviolet. Disinfection lamp. Ultraviolet light can be used as a disinfectant on surfaces, but don't use a UV lamp to sterilize your hands or other areas of your body. UV radiation can cause skin irritation. 5G mobile networks. Above me, exposure to the use of 5G networks does not prevent the COVID-19 virus. Viruses can travel on radio waves and mobile networks. They can't travel. Except this virus that I'm spreading. It is traveling on wavelengths. Disinfectants. When applied to surfaces, disinfectants can help kill germs such as COVID-19 virus. However, don't use disinfectants on your body and inject them into your body or swallow them. Many people take vitamin C, zinc, green tea to boost their immune system, but these supplements are unlikely to affect your immune function or prevent you from getting sick. The supplement colloidal silver, which has been marketed as a COVID-19 treat, isn't safe or effective for treating any disease. So what's that tell me? They don't know. But they do tell you, avoid large events and mass gatherings. You know, should we talk about the church? The church has gotten me all sideways. The church. Who's supposed to be here for us when we fight this COVID-19? The church. How many churches are closed? Most all of them. If you are a believer in God and Jesus, would Jesus lock the door to the church if there were leopards? Church has become politicized as well as the government. They're swaying. And in my opinion, the church should be what's the only, at least the thing that gives people hope. What are the two things that give people the most hope in this world? The corner bar and church. At least the corner bar is open. One day we'll look back on this and we will realize that this was either a unbelievable hoax We'll be able to look at this one day and go, wow. But stay in the middle. If you're in the middle, you can choose the ditch you decide to drive off into, because you will have to make a choice. Use common sense and do what you think's best for you, and don't worry about what anybody else tells you, me included. I just look at what I see and make this decision for myself, but I don't hold it against anybody that would say, you know what, I need that virus and I need it today. I might even need the second. But that's up to you, and don't let anybody tell you. But when your church closes and your bar stays open, don't you think we have a problem here? Don't you think we have issues? Good common sense says that you keep your hands clean regardless if it's 1900 or 2020. Sanitation has always been the problem in the world through all the diseases, right? The Black Plague, all that kind of stuff that happened. So being sanitary and safe has always been one of the things that keeps us safe. But when you have a facility somewhere in the world, and let's say it is just for... No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to say where. I think everybody believes that they know where it came from, even though they may not know that to be true. But, and that's a big but, shouldn't we know? Isn't it critical to know who let the cat out of the bag? Jay Shrek, Lost Highway. Stay safe, stay in the middle. Adios, amigos. Lost Highway is copyrighted by Jay Shrek, Lost Highway Production, Phoenix, Arizona. Rocket! I met this blue spring.